Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
We got a pretty good show coming up for you today. We're going to talk, MCA has hired a new coach. We'll talk about that. There's been an award won by the Glenn Academy head coach. We'll talk about that. Hey, by the way, Blake Bortles signed a new deal with the Jags. We'll get into that. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls as long as they're not terrible via the Pristine Water landline. I'll give you that number. Write it down. It's 912-275-7017. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Kip and I, if you're friends with us on Facebook, we are on Facebook Live. Kip is much slimmer, by the way.
I've lost 10 pounds.
Working his tail off.
I just had to change up my diet. Went to the doctor, and there's some things I need to address and fix.
This segment is brought to you by one of the things you need to fix is your ability to pick college football games.
Oh.
He is right about that. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and Nat's Landing.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and Georgia grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
MCA's got a new head coach. This will be their fifth coach in 7 years. We knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
They have hired a first-time head coach, the now former defensive coordinator for Liberty County, Tony Glazier, will be stepping in as the new MCA head man.
And if he produces talent like he did at Liberty County, then
no kidding,
he will probably do pretty well in Darien. Richard LeCount.
Raekwon McMillan.
Tormel Wathauer, now at Georgia, signed with Georgia in his last class defensive lineman. He's put some players in the Power 5 conferences.
Not too bad.
Not too bad in little Liberty County.
Yeah. Not much to do in Hinesville.
3A high school.
Hmm.
Although the Golden Corral there, me and your dad,
oh,
we always go there when we go up there to when we play Bradwell. Nice little buffet there set up. So always enjoy going to eat there.
Are you a Golden Corral guy?
That Golden Corral is pretty good.
Huh.
It's really, really good. Me and your dad like to try restaurants and stuff. You know, we go, sometimes we go to these little off-the-wall places and we just, you know, we've been doing Brunswick High football for a long time.
Yeah, so basically what Kip's talking about is when Brunswick High has a road game, Kip and my dad call Brunswick High games. When they travel, they'll eat at a random restaurant. And I guess Golden Corral in Hinesville is your...
It's good.
Hmm.
It is really good.
Okay.
I used to have the Sizzler up there. And Sizzler was good. You know, you don't see many Sizzlers anymore, but Hinesville used to have a next level Sizzler back in the day.
Hmm.
And we sit there and talk football. Actually, your dad is a better football predictor than you are. A lot better.
What are we talking about?
That's a good question. I don't know. Somehow we went from Tony Glazier taking over at MCA, and Kip does what he does best. He hijacks the show.
We start talking
takes
about
us down
food.
A rabbit hole. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
We're talking about Darien, where they have good seafood restaurants in Darien. So Mr. Glazier, he'll fit in well up there. He's coming into a program. He's got to establish some stability there. He's probably been told. He's in Liberty County, so he's not far from Darien. He knows the situation well. what's going on there, and he'll come in. He'll bring some stability to the program. First-time head coach, so there'll be a fire, you know, in his belly to do things right and get this program back on track. And I think he'll do a good job there. I mean, look at his track record of players he's produced. I mean, you got, you know, these kids are talented, but they had to have some good coaching along the way, and I'm sure the kids. And McIntosh, if you know, always turns out pretty good defensive talent.
He's stepping into a situation to where the first thing he's going to have to do is he's going to have to get with his current players, keep them on the team, build some rapport, some trust. That's the big thing. Then he's got to look, there are a ton of athletes that live in McIntosh County that don't play football for whatever reason. He's got to start getting some of these kids to come out and get that thing rebuilt. MCA was 3-6 last year. Of course, on the heels of the Robbie Robinson thing.
Right.
Terrell Toomer did a pretty good job of stabilizing things, his predecessor. And so now he's walking into a situation where the team's coming off of a 3-6 season. There was already in a whirlwind of controversy. More controversy follows. He's stepping into that. And here's the big thing. His starting quarterback from last year, Denver Anthony, by the way, he transferred to Frederica. Yeah. And his best player, J.P. Palmer, gone. So the two best players on his football team from last year aren't going to be there.
Well, he may go back and try to talk to the quarterback to get him to come back. I mean, that's what I would do. If your quarterback just transferred to another school, then I'd go try to get my quarterback back because, I mean, That's just the way it is. That'd be the first thing. The second thing I'd do is I would get on the Sapelo Ferry, and I would go to Sapelo Island because Sapelo has turned out some football players over the years, and I would cone Sapelo Island. Any kid that you see walking around over there, I'd put an MCA jersey on them.
I thought you were just going to say you'd take a vacation over there.
No. I mean, there's football players in McIntosh County. He'll get out. He'll find them. And McIntosh, it won't be long. Maybe a couple of years, they'll be back in the playoff hunt. Maybe next year.
I think this hire, in my opinion, is more about stability than it is wins and losses. For this to be a successful hire, Tony Glazier has to still be the coach in 4 years, wrong or right.
Correct.
Yeah, of course it is. It came out of my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, five coaches in 7 years, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that you need some stability there. And that's why I think they went the coordinator route to hire a head coach.
We'll see how it turns out. Another thing he needs to do, community support. There are a lot of folks, business owners, and folks that have donated money to that program that are really just put out with all the shenanigans that have gone on over there. And they have cut their funds off to the school and the football team because they're just tired of dealing with it. Got to rebuild those relationships.
And he'll, you know, that's part of being a football coach. Now, you can't just coach football. You got to go out and you got to be a marketing person. You got to sell the program to the community. There's a lot of things involved now with being a head football coach, and he'll do that.
He's got a pedigree. Yeah, first-time head coach, but, man, when you look at what he did as defensive coordinator at Liberty County, their defense, unarguable, the best portion of their football team since he's been there. He was there for 4 years. And for 4 years, Liberty County's defense statewide got a reputation of being really good.
They've had some players.
That they have.
And you got to coach them up, and that's what he did.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595. Or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
all the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The legendary Max Barbecue. Now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. Man, I was waiting all week for this comeback music. My man said he's never heard Double Vision by Foreigner before, so I had the producer plug it in. So there you go, Jason. You heard it now.
Oh, that seems underhanded to me.
Hey, gotta have fun on the show. And now we're going to go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Blake Bortles, further proof that NFL executives have no freaking clue what they are doing.
Absolutely.
I say Lamar Jackson, and you say Michael Vick without the passing ability. Oh, wait. Vick couldn't throw either. Lonzo Ball tweeted D. Wade to ask how he made a shot over him. Lonzo, because you stink. LeBron calls Ben Simmons young king. Rule of thumb, LeBron, you can't have two kings. Never seems to work out. Tiger finishes 12th and people lose their mind. That used to be a bad weekend. The Browns say they are willing to trade the number one draft pick. Of course they are. They're the Browns. Jimbo Fisher got a national championship plaque from Texas A&M with the date to be determined.
Wow.
Aggies. Let's have him win a game first. LeBron becomes the only player in NBA history to score 30,000 points, get 8,000 rebounds, and have 8,000 assists. Michael who? Did we win the Olympics? And these are my thoughts.
Michael never lost 5 finals, by the way.
He also never scored 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and had 8,000 assists. The only player to ever do that is the best that's ever lived, LeBron James.
That's your opinion, which obviously based on your track record on this show means absolutely nothing.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One, Pyramid Roofing, and Brogan's.
Your new local roofing experts. Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. and they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them the promo code Bishop and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered. The Jason Bishop discount.
That's worth a lot.
10%.
My Facebook live feed is not really doing what I want it to do.
It's not working properly today?
Yeah. So the only thing that you can see on my Facebook live feed is Kip.
Well,
we'll have to remedy that in the break.
Got to get that fixed. Blake Bortles signed a $54 million extension.
Do you want to switch that? Because this segment is supposed to be Rocky Hidalgo.
Oh, okay.
But we can do Blake Bortles and then do Hidalgo next segment.
Fine.
I mean, you've already opened the can on Blake Bortles. So.
I mean, that was in the weekend review. I mean, I was thinking out loud here. So we'll talk about Coach Hidalgo next segment. We'll focus all next segment on Coach Hidalgo.
So we're doing Blake Bortles now.
We're doing Blake Bortles. He signed an extension with the Jaguars. $54 million. I think it was, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years. I think $26 million of that money is guaranteed money.
I think it's 32.
32. Which means, wow. I thought the Jags needed to draft a quarterback in the draft.
They still do.
Yep, I think so. And then I thought they need to get an insurance policy, too.
They still do.
So, I mean, Sam Bradford, he's out there. Blake Bortles, though.
I'm wrong. It's $26.5 million guaranteed, not 32.
Okay. Wrong a lot on this show.
So. But that might be the first time this year.
Yeah, okay. But we're doing a better job. Our producer's doing a better job of tracking the actual data. So the data would suggest that you're wrong probably close to 50% of the time. Maybe even higher, as it relates to sports. But
are you defining wrong as being right? Because then that would be 50% of the time.
I mean, there's a bunch of wrong things that you've just said.
You didn't even catch that, but okay.
Yeah, you're wrong a lot. I mean, you said LeBron is the greatest player of all time. Wrong.
It still says Blake Bortles.
Okay, Blake Bortles. Let's give him credit. He played well down the stretch. He played good in the playoffs outside of the Buffalo game. Played really, really good in the AFC Championship game.
Was the reason the Jaguars got as close as they did to winning that game was Blake Bortles, the AFC Championship game?
Blake played good in that game.
Yes, he did.
He played very, very well. And Jags, defense kind of let him down in the fourth quarter. But against Tom Brady, that's happened a lot in his career.
Yeah, Tom Brady reminds me a lot of a young Jason Bishop.
I just don't see the resemblance, but that's okay if you that's what you believe. Hmm. That's what you believe.
It is.
You know, I mean, Tom Brady made himself into a heck of a football player. If you watch and go back to the early days when he got drafted, wow, he didn't look like he was going to amount to much. But Blake, you know, I read some article that said Blake, they could bring him back next year or something, and, you know, salary cap and all this kind of stuff with the cap. They could end up releasing him by the end of next year. So we'll just see how it all plays out. Blake's got to have a pretty good 2018 because how he plays in 18 is going to determine how far the Jags go in this thing because they got one of the top three defenses in the NFL. They got to get some wide receivers. They got to get some wide receivers signed or re-signed or go out on the market and get some wide receivers or maybe get some help in the draft at wide receiver. But the focus is going to be on Bortles. If he struggles, then the media, sports media, will be all over Jacksonville for doing this extension.
Here's what I don't understand. The first contract that Blake Bortles signed had an option for the fourth year and an option for the fifth year, okay? The first 3 years of Blake Bortles in Jacksonville was garbage. He wasn't very good. Yet the Jaguars decided to to pick up his fourth-year option. Okay. Which was this past year. Okay. For no reason. Could have let him walk and moved on. They decided not to. Then they decide that they're going to pick up his fifth year of the option on the contract. I kind of agree with that. So what that meant was the Jaguars were going to pay him in 2018 $19 million. Stay with me here. Don't let me lose you. $19 million is what they were going to owe him. What they did is by having him sign this extension, he went from making $19 million in 2018 down to $10 million. So the Jaguars got $9 million that they get to put toward the cap for next season. However, they're going to pay him $26.5 million guaranteed. So essentially what they did was they traded $9 million for 2018 for $17 million later.
That's kind of like our country.
They traded $9 million for 2018 so that they could pay Blake Bortles $17 million for the next 2 years with him having one decent year and only 1 year left on the deal that they picked up.
I hope he has a pretty – I hope he has a good – I mean, I hope – I'm kind of, you know, I'm right about – you know, I'm kind of like the Jaguar guy now writing for your magazine. So I kind of hope that Blake does well in Jacksonville because they have a Super Bowl-caliber team in Jacksonville now. They just have to have a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback.
And I'm not sure Blake Bortles is the guy. I'm with you. I'm rooting for him. I like Blake.
Yep.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. But one thing that I will say that does kind of help the Jaguars a little bit here, they've got Blake Bortles down to $10 million this season. The contract's for 3 years for 2020. So of that $26.5 million, $10 million he's going to get paid this year. So that leaves $16.5 million, which means for the next 2 years they're going to divide that up roughly. Blake Bortles is going to be making $8 million in 2019 and $8 million roughly in 2020. By football standards, NFL standards, $10 million, $8 million, $8 million is a bargain for a starting quarterback.
It is, especially when Matt Ryan's about to approach the $30 million a year threshold.
So I think that this isn't – I don't like the idea of extending Blake Bortles based on his play. But from a financial standpoint, you're talking about paying him $10 million, $8 million, $8 million for the next 3 years. You draft yourself a quarterback, and when the day comes, if it does, before Blake Bortles' contract ends, you can trade him to another team that either needs a starter or needs a backup, and his salary is manageable for them to be able to pick up, and you can get a quality draft pick in return, maybe.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, the orthopedic surgery and strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The search for a new football coach at MCA has ended. The Buccaneers announced this week that Tony Glazier will be the next head Buccaneer. Glazier will be coming from Liberty County, where he was the defensive coordinator. This will be Glazier's first head coaching job. Glenn Academy head coach Rocky Hidalgo was honored this past week as well as Georgia 6A Coach of the Year in Atlanta. The Dogs that took the Terriers to the Final Four in what most thought would be a rebuilding year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch at 10 a.m. on 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That was a quick end.
It was.
Wow. Yeah. Let's take that one out because it's supposed to fade in instead of just stop.
That was a quick stop.
Yeah. Ready, go. I've already had the show hijacked. Kip decided that I didn't even recognize that song.
You do now. That's a classic. That's classic rock and roll, Double Vision, Foreigner.
If you recall, Kip had a holdout a few weeks back with management. And during that holdout, he got a lot of power that he didn't have on this show. And efforts to get him back on the show, which, you know, he's pretty vital. His name is on the show.
I mean,
people
like to get correct football predictions during football season, so they tune in to listen to me on Saturday. Not you, because when it comes to predictions, you provide the comedy. Still, I go back. We got to talk about Coach Hidalgo. You kind of hijacked us there, so I'm going to get us back on track here. You're like...
I was leading us in.
You're like that jar of clay, still molding you into the sports knowledge field that I need to get you to. I'm molding you.
So the power that he gained with his holdout... obviously was a lot more than what I thought, because he actually had the producer with behind my back put in a bumper bed to bring us back from break of, what was the song?
Double Vision by Foreigner. Classic rock and roll. That's part of the educational process that I'm taking you through. Okay. We're getting there.
Okay. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls via the Pristine Water Landline, 912-275-7017. This segment is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660, or you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
We're gonna wrap up the Blake. We were supposed to do Blake Bortles in this segment and Rocky Hidalgo in the last segment, but then Kip decided, since he's got all the power in the world, that he wanted to flip the segment, so that's what we ended up doing. So the sound of the week is actually about Blake Bortles, and we're going to play it in the Rocky Hidalgo segment because this is where we're supposed to be doing Blake Bortles.
Fortunate enough to play for George O'Leary in college. There's nobody that can say anything worse to me than he did. I got benched every other day.
That's Blake Bortles in response to him signing that contract extension and being asked about the criticism that he has taken as a quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. One more time.
Fortunate enough to play for George O'Leary in college. There's nobody that can say anything worse to me than he did. I got benched every other day.
He don't play better. He's going to get benched in Jacksonville, which apparently they think he's playing really, really well based on recent contract developments.
There's got to be, and another thing about all of this is there has to be some trust in what Tom Coughlin is doing because he's Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
So I don't see what he sees in Blake Bortles, but at some point you got to say, well, the guy knows what he's doing, so okay.
Tom's trying to get a game manager down there at quarterback. Tom, if you watch this draft upcoming, the offensive line is going to get addressed in this draft, okay? They'll probably will address the tight end position to beef up where they can run the football with Fournette. That's Jacksonville Jaguars on offense is Leonard Fournette's team.
Brother, they're going to draft a quarterback. This is the deepest quarterback draft that's been in quite a long while.
They'll probably get somebody to groom. They got, you know, they got the first four rounds. I'd be shocked if they don't take a quarterback
Me
in
too.
The top four rounds.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%. We actually agree. For the first time on the show, you've said something smart.
You don't tune in every week. I say a lot of things smart. You just don't comprehend it. But the viewers do. Listeners do.
Rocky Hidalgo is a smart head coach. He was honored by being that by winning the 6A Coach of the Year. Now, we did effort, Rocky, to get him on the show today. We have not heard back from him. So if we do hear back from him, we'll try a last-ditch effort to get him on to talk about him winning the 6A Coach of the Year. That's statewide, by the way.
Statewide. Fantastic job. 4 years on the helm at Glenn Academy. He's won 41 football games.
That's not too shabby.
That's not too shabby. Took over a program that was winning 6-7 games a year on average, and now they're averaging 10 wins a season during his 4 years. He's gotten to the Final Four last year with a team that many thought was kind of in rebuilding mode after losing DJ Dallas at quarterback. Plugs in Randon Jernigan. Don't miss a beat. Hunter Hall tackles everything that moves in Glenn County. He's done a fantastic job. Defense, Glenn's going to play solid defense. They're a confident football team. They just believe they can win every game that they play, and that reflects on their mentality of their head coach.
Rocky Hidalgo reminds me of a young Jason Bishop.
If Coach was on this show, I'm pretty confident he would disagree with that. There's no doubt in my mind that he would just, he might hang up the phone call, hang up the phone if you said that. Click! You'd hear just like that, just empty space.
What's wrong with being a young Jason Bishop?
I don't know. What's wrong with it? I'm just saying that Rocky Hidalgo, 41, I think his record at Glenn's 41-13. That's pretty good in Coastal Georgia. Kind of put Coastal Georgia on the map in 6A football, 5A and 6A since he's been here. And, you know, with Camden being down, the only two elite programs right now on the coast is Glenn Academy and Benedictine.
I'm very excited about going into this football season for Glenn because since Rocky Hidalgo has been at Glenn Academy, he has had the advantage of knowing who his quarterback was going to be heading into the season. Inherited a team with Zach Lamper as the quarterback, then gave way to Justin Larson. They made the switch midseason to DJ Dallas. DJ Dallas then was the incumbent the following year. He graduates. You had Randon Jernigan transfer from Brunswick. This is the first time going into an offseason that we don't know who the quarterback's going to be since Rocky Hidalgo has been at Glenn. I'm very intrigued by that.
That'll be some of the storyline leading up to the football season. Where Glenn's going to be good is on the defensive front. They're going to be, Glenn Academy may have the best defensive line in these parts in the fall. And that, if you've got a defensive line that can put pressure on an opposing offense, you're going to be in just about every football game. And we know that Glenn likes to run the football. What I'm concerned with about Glenn Academy is replacing all those offensive linemen that they lost last year. They lost a lot of offensive linemen, but, you know, they've replaced people before, and they'll do good, do well, because they're not in rebuild mode at Glenn anymore. They're kind of in the reload mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Coach Hidalgo's done down there.
The Red Terriers will be the favorites again to win the region next year. They've already won three straight of those, two outright, one shared. And that will be the fourth in a row if they do. Of course, you know, there's a lot to be determined. Richmond Hill's going to be a lot better. Brunswick High still is there, a good football team in the way.
Brunswick's going to be... I just got to see how some of this young talent develops on Alabama Avenue. We lost a lot of seniors, so we just got to see how we develop at the quarterback position, and that's going to be the key for Brunswick, who steps up and plays quarterback next year.
A huge award. Again, Rocky Hidalgo wins the 6A Coach of the Year for the entire state of Georgia.
That's a big, big honor.
That's a big one.
Big honor for Coach Hidalgo, and congratulations to him and the Glenn Academy football program.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N tuckerattty.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com. The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
I know that one. That's Run DMC, baby.
That's Run DMC. Back when I was cutting my teeth in the clubs at Valdosta State College back in the day, before it became university. Run DMC. You gotta. If anybody says they don't like Run DMC,
there's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you. They made rap music mainstream. Run DMC. They bridged the gap between it being kind of like they brought it to the masses.
Fair enough.
They did.
This segment We're going to do our all-SEC team per Kip's request from 1980 till now.
Offense.
On offense. So this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream any of the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We are on Facebook Live, myself and Kip. My Facebook Live is being kind of funky, so I'm the only one that you can see, which is probably doing you a favor anyway. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means that grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altam Avenue. Pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service. Man, you got some deals set up around town.
That's right. That's why you listen to this show.
Sure not for your football predicting, I tell you that.
We are the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia.
But that may be true.
It is true.
I don't debate that, but I do debate your prediction skills. That is something that we're going to improve on. You're talking about a development plan. That is your development plan for 2018. From now until the fall, we're going to take steps, we're going to work at things, and we're going to talk about things like intangibles and things like that that mean something. History, you know, like I said, you're that jar. Right now you're Play-Doh, okay? I'm going to make you into like artist clay and mold you into a football predicting machine because, quite frankly, you just got to do better.
I have never seen more denial in a person than I have seen in you.
You just got to pick it up.
This is kind of what I wanted to say. We're the number one before Kip gets on these tangents, man. We're the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia, and so we've increased the lead actually. So what that does is we're now a dynasty. We're the New England Patriots of sports radio. That's us.
Let's see. Part of the molding process. We're a Southern-based sports show. Instead of New England Patriots of sports radio, say the Alabama Crimson Tide of sports radio, and that will connect with our listeners better. See, part of the learning process, development. Here we go. Just say you're right.
Who's your all-time SEC quarterback?
Cam Newton.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I disagree. I've got two.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
All right.
Tim Tebow.
Tebow, I debated between Cam Newton and Tebow. Here's ultimately why I picked Cam. Cam came in. He was a one-year player at Auburn.
Yeah.
But basically, they had everybody coming back in 2010 from the 09 team that lost five games, and they didn't have a quarterback. So Cam comes in, and he takes Auburn from a five-loss team to a national champion. And just the impact that he had on the SEC that year and the nation, talent-wise and player-wise, he's the best quarterback that I've seen in the SEC. I know you're going to say Peyton, but Peyton couldn't beat Florida while he was at Tennessee. I mean, he won an SEC title, but he never won a national championship. That's why, you know, a lot of people say Peyton, but Peyton really didn't accomplish much in college, won an SEC title. But other than that, he couldn't win the big games when he was at Tennessee. Couldn't beat Florida. So, therefore, he is not the best quarterback in SEC history to me.
Okay, we'll do running backs. My running back, what's the name of the guy that played at Georgia at running back in the 80s?
What was his name? I think he wore number 34.
I don't remember his jersey number. Early 80s?
Yeah.
Ran over that Tennessee safety?
Yeah, Herschel was his name.
Herschel Walker. That's my all-time running back.
He's my number one running back. You got two running backs on the all-SEC team, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Second one would be Bo Jackson.
Bo's a good one.
And then, I 1A would be Darren McFadden at Arkansas. He was a beast when he was at Arkansas, uh-huh. Darren McFadden was.
Yeah.
And then 1C would be Nick Chubb.
What was the guy's name at South Carolina that Georgia couldn't stop when that year that South Carolina just beat the brakes off Georgia and Columbia?
Oh, what's the kid's name? The running back blew his knee out really, really bad.
Yeah, Lattimore.
Marcus Lattimore was good.
He was a beast.
He was a beast. Might be up there high on the all-time rushing leaders if he doesn't have those horrific knee injuries. He had two. He came back from one, then he had another one.
I'm going to go Todd Gurley.
He's up there.
That's my second one, Todd Gurley.
Okay. Gurley, you can't go wrong with Todd Gurley. That's been, SEC has so many great backs over the years. I mean, it's insane.
AJ, I just thought of a quarterback, AJ McCarron.
No.
Part of three national championships.
Yeah. No, he's not the all-time greatest quarterback.
Three national championships, Kip.
He's not.
Julio Jones at wide receiver.
Julio, I got two. I mean, you may not remember the one of mine, but he caught, it seemed like every big game he'd catch 12, 15 passes. I got A.J. Green.
Yeah, I got A.J. Green.
And then I got Josh Reed for LSU.
Ooh.
Josh Reed was a beast when he played for LSU in the passing game.
Beckham for LSU, too. He was really good.
He was really good. Terrence Edwards was good for Georgia until he dropped that ball against Florida. But he's all-time leading receiver at Georgia.
Who you got for offensive line?
I've got the best offensive lineman in the history of the SEC. He played prior to 1980. His name was John Hanna for Alabama. So I'm going to throw him out there. But then you got Andre Smith, Chris Samuels from Alabama, Matt Stinchcomb from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And Maurice Pouncey from Florida, and Jake Matthews from Texas A&M. That's my best.
Yeah, good picks. I got Ben Troop at tight end.
I got Jason Witten from Tennessee as my tight end.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so, a lot of good players. This is a
Ben Troop destroyed Georgia.
But he didn't destroy anybody else.
Ben Troop destroyed Georgia.
He did. Jason Witten destroyed everybody.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The search for a new football coach at MCA has ended. The Buccaneers announced this week that Tony Glazier will be the next head Buccaneer. Glazier will be coming from Liberty County, where he was the defensive coordinator. This will be Glazier's first head coaching job. Lynn Academy head coach Rocky Hidalgo was honored this past week as well as Georgia 6A Coach of the Year in Atlanta. The Dogs took the Terriers to the Final Four in what most thought would be a rebuilding year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch at 10 a.m. on 93.7 WPQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
This is the Cent in the club. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Man, I'm digging. I like the music, man. I like the beds. We're coming back on that. Good job to our producer. Fantastic job to our producer to get us up with the times on the music and stuff. Classic rock and roll, classic rap. Now we got in the club with 50 Cent.
My job is to bring us back from break and segue us from break, tell you what you're listening to, the show, tell you what network is airing on, the Bishop Media Sports Network. That's part of my job when we come back from break. That's in my job description. However, Kip wanted to wild out and interrupt that.
I mean, you have to take that up with management, I guess. They told me that I had free reign during this broadcast.
I know it.
To interject whatever, you know, what I needed to. This is part of your development plan that I keep referring back to. We're working on you.
I'm trying to be a professional radio broadcaster, and I get cut off with 50 Cent in the club.
That's good music. If I was a baseball player, you know how the kids now have their walk-up music when they come to the plate?
Uh-huh.
50 Cent in the club probably be my walk-up music, or the Steve Austin glass breaking and going into his theme song. That would probably be one of my walk-up songs. There are some people out there that really need to work on some of their walk-up songs, by the way. I've been to some local baseball games, and there's some things there that have to get fixed.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm real close to just taking the headphones off. Just leaving it to him. I am.
I mean, the show, we've had a good time on the show today. I mean, we surprised you with the double vision, foreigner thing. I mean, things are really starting to come into place on this broadcast now. Kudos to management.
Rocky Hidalgo won the 6A Coach of the Year. Congratulations to Rocky Hidalgo. MCA has made a hire. Their fifth coach in 7 years, Tony Glazier, the former Liberty County defensive coordinator who has had the likes of Raekwon McMillan come through there, Richard LeCount, and the Walthour kid who just signed at Georgia. Three Division I kids in 4 years since he's been there. That's a really good ratio. Division I kids don't just grow on trees.
They do not.
He'll be taking over a 3-6 MCA team, which is in desperate need of one word, stability.
And leadership. And
that's two words.
I think they've got that in place now. I really like the hire of bringing a first-time head coach in at McIntosh. I mean, this is... He's going to do a fantastic job up there because he's going to be motivated to do well. The kids will buy in, and then that program will get back on track. That's a program that can win state championships in Class A.
This segment brought to you by Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and Brunswick Country Club.
The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and, of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271. And give them a look. Give them a like on Facebook.
Give them a look on Facebook.
Well, you got to look to like.
Again.
There you go. Take that up with management.
Kip doesn't read these things before he actually reads them live on the air. He just wings it. He just pulls it out and starts going. And so several times when he's reading these, when he's reading these scripts.
I'm going to show you the artistic control clause in my contract.
I believe it.
I'm going to show it to you. Apparently, I'm going to have to bring it to you and let you read it.
I don't understand why Blake Bortles keeps getting the benefit of the doubt with the Jacksonville Jaguars. 3 years of not being very good, they pick up his fourth-year option. He had an okay year this year. They pick up his fifth-year option at $19 million. And then, after that, they extend him for another 3 years at $26.5 million guaranteed. The contract, with incentives and everything, could be around $54 million, I believe.
You know, part of the development process for you is to also tell you when you're right about stuff. You made a comment during the Bortles segment that Tom Coughlin, you trust Tom Coughlin and know, and trust what he's doing. So Tom Coughlin didn't get in the position that he's in, winning Super Bowls and building the Jaguars into a powerhouse when he was their head coach, by not knowing what he's talking about. So kudos to you for saying, I trust in Tom Coughlin, and let's just hope that he's right this time.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sjhs.org/summit. The search for a new football coach at MCA has ended. The Buccaneers announced this week that Tony Glazier will be the next head Buccaneer. Glazier will be coming from Liberty County, where he was the defensive coordinator. This will be Glazier's first head coaching job. Glenn Academy head coach Rocky Hidalgo was honored this past week as well as Georgia 6A Coach of the Year in Atlanta. The Dogs took the Terriers to the Final Four in what most thought would be a rebuilding year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at 10 a.m. on 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228.
Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.